and welcome to episode 51. This is Dr. Essie McCoy, your number one podcast host of Dr. Essie Speaks Education. I am an award-winning educator, motivational speaker, six times Amazon bestselling author, magazine contributor, and coach. In addition, I'm the president, CEO, and founder of my own educational consulting company, Dr. Essie Speaks LLC. I assist you in elevating your leadership skills so that you can turn your challenges into opportunities, failures into successes, ensure that responsibilities are fulfilled, and enhance your capacity to lead. Today's podcast will give you an insight into the life of an exceptional, I mean phenomenal school leader, amazing entrepreneur, and leader who is a powerhouse not only in her community, but throughout the nation. My guest has a range of experiences and knowledge in making a powerful impact in the field of education and definitely in the lives of others. She is making powerhouse moves and making a difference. When I think about her, I think about passion, dedication, commitment, service, and she continues to elevate the minds of educators and students. My special guest is none other than Dr. Sharon Porter. Let me share a little bit more about her journey. Dr. Sharon Porter, educator, author, publisher, and host, is the president of SHP Enterprise, the umbrella entity of Perfect Time SHP LLC, coaching, consulting, and book publishing firm, and SHP Media and Broadcasting. She is the executive director and founder of the Next in Line to Lead Aspiring Principal Leadership Academy, APLA, where she trains, mentors, and coaches assistant principals from across the U.S. who desire to take the helm as principal. Dr. Sharon is co-founder, owner, and editor-in-chief of Vision and Purpose Lifestyle Magazine and Media. Dr. Sharon is the host of the I Am Dr. Sharon Show, a live in-studio interview show, and three podcasts, Write the Book Now, The Grind Entrepreneur Network Spotlight, and Leadership Matters with Dr. Sharon. She is co-founder and vice president of media and communications for WNM Ventures, LLC. Dr. Sharon is a regular contributor to three magazines. Additionally, she has been featured in Sheen Magazine, Courageous Woman, Copa Style Magazine, Glambitious, Rollout, Womel, Cognito, Black Entrepreneurs of Color, Urban Sentinel, The Anita Live Show, Let's Do This Show, Wake Up Call Radio Show, The Avenue Radio Show, EduMatch, Define You Radio, The Principal Entrepreneur, Forbes, Huffington Post, Prince George's Community TV, and WJLA ABC7. She has over 30 years of experience as a school principal, leadership development coach, assistant principal, and curriculum coordinator in elementary and middle school classroom teacher, and is currently serving as an elementary principal in Maryland. She is the author, visionary, and publisher of the Next in Line to Lead book series, The Women Who Lead book series, and the HBCU Experience Anthology book series. Dr. Sharon earned her educational doctorate degree at Howard University, an educational specialist degree at Walden University, a postgraduate certificate in administration and supervision at Johns Hopkins University, a master's degree at National Lewis College, a bachelor's degree at Winston-Salem State University. She is part of the 2019 Harvard University School of Education Women in Leadership cohort. Dr. Sharon is a member of the Forbes Coaches Council, vice president of the International Association of Women, IAW Waldorf Chapter, American Business Women's Association, ABWA, Professional Women of Winston-Salem, PWWS, and Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated. She serves on the board of advisors for the Women of Prince George's and Envision Lead Grow ELG, Incorporated, and is a part of the executive team of Black Women Education Leaders, BWEL, Incorporated. I'm going to take a quick commercial break, and when I come back, I'll give my guest, Dr. Sharon Porter, an opportunity to share with our listening audience. As always, remember to check out my website at www.dressespeaks.com, where you can find all my books about school transformation, school leadership, and so much more. In addition, you can check out my latest Amazon best-selling book. I'll be right back.
Greetings. I am Sandra Chang. I'm so excited about my new podcast, The Profit in the Nonprofit. It's going to be held every Thursday at 9 a.m. And guess what? You're going to learn how to make a profit in your nonprofit, how to set it up, and how to get funding. That's every Thursday at 9 a.m. See you there.
Greetings. This is Dr. Essie McCoy, your podcast host of Dr. Essie Speaks Education. I am elated to bring you a weekly show where I discuss everything about education. That's right. What you want to know, what you don't know, and what you need to know will be aired each Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Get ready, mark your calendars, and tune in to this show as we keep the pulse on education from an award-winning educator. Remember, once again, to tune in every Sunday at 5:30 p.m.
Welcome back to Dr. Essie Speaks Education, your number one podcast host, Dr. Essie McCoy. My special guest again is Dr. Sharon Porter. First, Dr. Porter, let me say congratulations on all of your success. And I know that some of my listeners will benefit tremendously from our conversation today. Welcome to my show. And how are you doing today?
I'm doing awesome. Thank you, Dr. Essie, for having me.
Indeed, it is a pleasure to have such a powerhouse educator like you. And you are doing so many things. You have so much experience from your journey of when you first started to where you are today. So please tell the listeners just a little bit more about yourself, your journey, and what are some of the projects that you've been involved in lately?
Absolutely. As you mentioned, I am Dr. Sharon H. Porter, and I'm a lifelong educator. I'm close to 30 years now. I'm currently serving as an elementary school principal in Maryland, just as you mentioned. But in addition to my career as an educator, I'm also an author, a book publisher, a host. I produce in several in studios as well as podcast shows. And so right now I'm in the thick of getting ready to open up a brick and mortar for Vision and Purpose Lifestyle Magazine and Media. Just really cannot be more excited. This will be my second brick and mortar for business. So really excited about that.
Indeed. Congratulations. And I know you and I have done so many projects together, and just you leading all of these projects, it has been amazing to watch you. And I often tell people, and I've told you this before, that when I grow up, I'm going to be just like you. So tell us, how did you get started? Because, you know, I work with a lot of educators, more so than students, but also I have contact with students, and I do work with some students. So how did you get started, and how did you know that you wanted to become an educator when you graduated from high school?
Well, I actually decided that I was going to be an educator in fourth grade. So it was way before high school. And it was actually my fourth grade teacher in Kernersville, North Carolina, that I realized I wanted to do exactly what she was doing because of how I felt as a student in her classroom. And as I always get an opportunity to shout her out, Mrs. Mullett, at my fourth grade teacher at Cash Elementary. She and, you know, really just made me see what a great teacher was. And that's what I wanted to do. And that's exactly what I did. So, yeah, my fourth grade teacher.
How about that? And I tell you, those elementary teachers and educators really do make a difference. And you knew then in fourth grade. And look at you now. You are like the national educator example for all these educators. And so thank you for all that you do. And I know that not only she inspired you, but others. So who are some people that inspired you on your journey?
You know, Dr. Essie, different people, of course, for different reasons. And so one thing that I found, though, is over the years, I mostly look inward for inspiration and motivation. I never attach my hopes, my goals, and aspirations to other people. It's just something that I've done over the years. And having said that, I have three little great nieces, Chloe, Nyla, and Layla, all who are under the age of 10. And truthfully, I would have to say that they are the ones who have inspired me the last 10 years. And it's because of just their pure existence. I want to be able to show them that they can do and be more, and that they can do and be all that they care to do. And so it really is them for the last 10 years that inspire me to do what I do. It's the fact that I want to show them what's possible for them.
And I can tell you that is a powerful golden nugget to look inward for inspiration and motivation. So you have to dig deep within, and your legacy, oh my goodness, will be great. It is great. And you continue to build it each and every day. So give us some advice. The young people that listen to my podcast and educators, just give us some advice to help us along this journey.
You know, there are so many resources out there, right? And my advice is to actually tap into those resources, research, review, read, find out what really sparks your interest, especially if you're not sure what it is that you want to do. You know, for us coming up and going to high school, it was about going to college and getting that degree. That's all was ingrained in us. But now we know that there's so much more out there. Yes, you can still do that. And I'm truly an advocate for higher education, but there's so much more out there. And I just really recommend to high school students and young adults out there, tap into what you desire. One thing that I found out, if you find out what you are good at, what you enjoy doing, and what people will pay for, you have found the formula for a moneymaker. And so it's not always a 9-to-5. And sometimes you don't even need a college degree to get that done. But again, I'm still an advocate for college education, but just know that there are other options in addition to college education. Just tap into that, go forth and be great.
You are exactly right. And I recall when I served as an elementary principal, I would tell the kids all the time to read, read, read. Reading is so critical. And you mentioned that, and tapping into that research and finding out what really interests you. Also, you talked about getting an education, and we know that getting an education is more than just a degree. Find out your interests and pursue that, like you said, becoming possibly an entrepreneur or going into the military or developing some special skill or trade. So you're exactly right. So thank you for sharing those golden nuggets. Talk a little bit about some challenges you have faced and how you overcame those challenges.
Well, you know what? I would have to say the major challenge, and I still face it today, actually, is really navigating this whole full-time career with all of my business ventures. That has been a challenge, and I navigate it every day, actually. And so what I say to that, because education is truly my passion, but I also have passions for other things. And so the lesson is that you don't have to limit yourself, number one. You just have to find time to do everything. As one good person said, you can do everything, just not all the same time, right? And so you have to really fine-tune those individual times where you can do what you need to do. I have my career, and so those are set hours. And so anything outside of those set hours, I have to manage that time so I can get it done. Whether it's writing a book, whether it's publishing a book, whether it's hosting a show, whether it's producing a show, whatever it is, I have to find time. And that I do that through time blocking. The calendar is my friend. And so I navigate those challenges through time blocking everything. And what I've learned is that every time you say yes, you're saying no to something. So just make sure that yes is worth it. And so I've learned that because I would just pile on so much stuff that I would be exhausted. And you know, you can't do anything well if you're tired and exhausted. And so just really managing everything that I have to do and making sure that I'm intentional when I say yes to a project.
Well, I can tell you, you make it look very easy trying to navigate a full-time career with all the business adventures. And you have so many ventures going on, but I love what you said. You can do everything, but you just can't do it all at the same time. So talk about some of those things that you've done that has led to many successes. What's your greatest success?
Well, you know, I mentioned at the top of the interview is that I am, you know, getting ready to open my second brick and mortar for Vision and Purpose and Lifestyle Magazine and Media. And I would have to say the greatest success was actually getting that done for my first business, Perfect Time SHP, when I was able to open my office space almost 4 to 5 years ago. That was a great accomplishment. While most of my clients are all over the United States, are not local to my area where I am, it was just important to me that I had a space that I could go, not only for them to come, but for me to actually work. Of course, I have a home office in my home, but I wanted to really take it seriously and have that true space so that when I'm either coaching my book clients or coaching assistant principals and they're local, that we have a space to go to. And so now that I'm looking at the heels of opening my second brick and mortar with a studio for the magazine, it's just a level of success that I cannot explain. And so I'm really excited about that.
Indeed, congratulations once again, and especially with this brick and mortar when it comes to Vision and Purpose Lifestyle Magazine, because I happen to be a contributing author and it gives me great pleasure to be able to share quarterly just through the magazine. And so definitely congratulations once again.
Thank you.
I know throughout your journey, you have helped people all along the way. How do you think you're going to continue to make a difference in the lives of educators and students, your community, and the nation?
You know, I feel like my part in the world with helping people is help sharing their journeys and their stories. Everything that I do is through storytelling, whether it's through publishing or the written media or through broadcast media. I believe in telling people's story because one thing we know, the story is about us, but it's not for us. And so I feel like I'm helping others by letting them see what is possible, what is out there. Because I believe if you're helping one person with your story, then you've done your due diligence. And so I am just an advocate of sharing your journey, whatever that journey may be, whether it's through leadership development as an assistant principal or a teacher, or whether it's been a student and a graduate from an HBCU. I am about sharing the story, and I feel like we're helping so many people out there because when they read the story, read the successes, read the challenges, they then know that, yes, it is possible, and it is whatever it is. But just know that it's possible. If they can do it, so can you.
You are exactly right. You are helping so many. And as they say, your story was meant to be told. So definitely you help others through telling their stories, and thank you for doing that. So Dr. Essie Speaks Educational Consultant is all about sharing, and especially those resources, and you've mentioned so many. Are there other resources or advice that maybe you want to go back and recap?
You know, I really want to reemphasize the need for finding what you want to do in life. So many times, people are, you know, go a different pathway because of someone else. And I am just such a believer that you have to find what you were meant to do for you. And so I would just challenge young people, high school students, to find out what that is. Yes, your parents may want you to be an attorney or a medical doctor or whatever it is. But if that's not your passion, if that's not what's in your heart to do, find out what it is and do what it is for you. That's probably the biggest advice that I want to give, because so many have so much potential, but they don't live out their potential because they're so busy living out someone else's dream. So find out what yours is and go live it.
Powerful. Do what you want to do in your life. It is your life, your journey. Find your own path and navigate that path. I just love it. So tell me how listeners can get in contact with you.
Absolutely. I can be found on all social media platforms at I Am Dr. Sharon, and that's I Am Dr. Sharon.
Dr. Sharon, thank you so much for being on my show today to share with listeners. Continue doing the amazing things that you're doing, and may God continue to bless you, because you are definitely making an impact in your community and throughout this nation. So thank you once again.
Thank you for having me, Dr. Essie.
Indeed. And as I always say, education is hard work, but it is also heart work. Thanks for listening. And remember to visit my website at www.dressiespeaks.com, where you can find all the links to my podcasts, my social media platforms, books, and so much more. Join me each Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Dr. Essie Speaks Education. Until then, be safe, be blessed, and make a positive difference in the lives of others.